Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of our very special event, Plumbatar. I see you. And today... I'm Joel.
Today I'm Jackson.
And I am also Joel. And I see you.
I see you too.
I see you.
I see you.
And today we are asking the important question, was Jake Sully a good idea?
So in the incredible film, 2009's Avatar. Mm-hmm.
If you've come to Plumbatar a bit late and Avatar Way of the Water is out, you're late and we're on time. We haven't seen it yet.
We're on time for us.
So we're...
You're late for us, but we're on time for us.
Yeah, exactly. So Avatar Way of Water is going to come out in a short, maybe what, two weeks.
2 weeks.
15th of December, provided there's no global catastrophe between recording this and then.
What's the chance of that happening?
It's never happened in
my
lifetime.
Never happened to us before.
Yeah. We're recording this in 2017. Can't wait to go to the UK for the first time. Tomorrow, boys.
But in 2009's Avatar, the main character, the protagonist, is Jake Sully.
Jake Sully. Mm-hmm.
And he gets to go to Pandora.
Because?
He is a genetic match
to
his brother.
Tommy.
Tommy Sully.
That's a funny name, Tommy Sully.
It's a good, because
Thomas Sully makes
Thomas
sense.
Sully sounds good. Yeah. Tommy Sully sounds
Tom
stupid.
Sully. Is Jake short for Jacob?
I think it's short for Jakey.
Yeah.
Jakey Sully.
That makes sense.
But anyway, Tom Sully box it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stabbed.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
Stabbed by an unknown individual. A crazy choice for his death, but whatever. And so instead, Jake Sully is asked by the military to take his place.
Because Jake Sully is a Marine.
Yes.
Was he asked by the military or is he asked by the scientists?
It's the military,
or the
I think.
People in charge overall?
I think it's the people in charge overall because the military seem pretty stoked to have
him. It's not a military.
No, but the military.
No, as in like isn't it a private endeavor?
Private security force?
Yeah, so it's a private, it's a private company and they have hired ex-military who are kind of like... You know, just grunts now, but they're using them as a military force.
That's right. You're right.
Yep. So I guess the overarching company, who I don't know the name of.
Yeah, because the company hires...
Is there a name for it?
Because the company is hiring... They've got... Basically, you've got Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah.
Who's like head of making money.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you have the scientists who are like studying the Na'vi.
The Na'vi,
But then you also have just like the jarheads.
Yeah.
Which very... funny.
Because the jarheads, and this is also crazy, are also in charge of construction.
Yeah.
And destruction. They've kind of got their soldiers pulling double duty.
Yeah.
Because they drive the big tractors and stuff after like Jake and Neytiri are hanging out in the afterglow.
RDA.
RDA, of course.
Research. Yeah. Research
In brackets.
Resources.
Pandora.
Yeah. Resources Development Administration.
Okay. Because it seems that maybe you should have had a third branch of engineers.
Yeah. Well, sure. Maybe they do. We just don't see it.
I mean, the army in real has a lot of engineers.
That's true.
I mean, and the guys in the offices are probably engineers.
We've got admin and that.
Yeah.
It just seems like the scientists who are being like, we have an outreach for the indigenous population there.
Yeah.
They seem like a little out of place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, but wasn't it like part of the reason they're there is because that if they have that group, then they can do all of their rank shit because they're like, oh, we're placating
we're doing it
the
for this.
Yeah.
And also,
it runs well for PR reasons.
Yeah.
It runs well for PR reasons, and they've tried and failed basically already.
Because they're like, here's a school. No one cared for the
no
school.
No one cares. Yeah. They can fucking honk into the fucking earth.
Why yeah.
They don't need to learn ABCs. Nothing. Yeah.
Fuck.
If you can fucking honk into a goddamn hippopotamus.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to fucking look at a hippopotamus. I just got to be like, hippopotamus, what are you thinking?
Imagine how pedestrian.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah. Pedestrian it must be to show the Na'vi a photograph of a hippo.
Yeah. Or here's a book.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah. I can go into that.
Yeah.
It's like get their little
jamming
fucking
their hair into the book.
Their dick into the fucking
I'm
book.
I'm in the book.
Little tendrils like
I'm scanning, trying to look for a opposite honk.
a honk hole.
Does that mean if they ever eventually like say build structures or get to the point where they have libraries?
Yeah,
would every book not be like what we imagine a
It'd
book
be a
would
hole.
Be, but it would be like just
sort
just
of a hole.
Sphincter of some kind.
Well, no, because it would also have the same like tendril thing that you just honk into.
Well, probably be like the tree. The tree's basically a library already.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, true.
Just, it's just a library full of non-fiction books.
Well, unless you thought about something cool.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
Give me the coolest thing anyone's thought about.
Blunk.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story.
That's awesome. Do they have one guy who just thinks pornos?
I like
must to
think be.
So. He just
sits
in the corner.
Yeah, the designated porno guy.
Thinks erotic thoughts and everyone can unk into him to get off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just world building over here. Don't mind me. Anyway, so is it a good idea? Because like Tommy Sully.
Yeah. He's a scientist.
He was a genius.
Yeah.
Clever man, kept doing a lot of research. 3 years into the whole Avatar program to be an Avatar, was just like, I got shit covered.
Yeah.
And then like, well, he did. We've got this expensive Avatar.
Yeah.
That's genetically matched to...
Well, Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy's got a twin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll chuck that fella in there.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out when he gets there.
Yeah.
He's had no training.
Yeah.
No.
Because
I understand it from the perspective of if the plan was, well, we have an avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can only really be used by, well, Jake Sully now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are Jake Sully's skills? Oh, he was in the military. Okay. Well, actually, if we have the plan was always going to be you're going to be running security as an avatar.
Yeah.
Which was something that they just threw at Jake.
Yeah, he didn't know that until he arrived.
Yeah.
Which seems also, like, neither did, like,
the
Grace
science,
or the
other. Nobody knew
no
this.
No one knew.
Also, what's the point of running security as an avatar?
Yeah, well, you're tall.
Because the Na'vi are going to see.
You can save a rebreather, I guess.
Because the Na'vi see you. And they're
they
like,
see you. I see you.
Yeah,
they see you. They see you and
hate you. Yeah, they're like, you're not real.
Yeah.
You're a kind of horrible ghost in a puppet of flesh. But I got a machine gun.
Avatar, Na'vi,
they're
immune
strong?
To their own. They're
not bulletproof.
Their bones are made of super dense.
Yeah.
Made of 10 times stronger than
human bone.
No, than Kevlar, don't they say?
Yeah, something like that. They got like. Reinforced carbon bones.
Mm. So they're strong.
Yeah. But you know, we have mechs.
Yeah, they got mechs.
I guess it's less threatening.
It's not a stealth mission is pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah. And also what's weird is that, so like, okay, they're clearly running military ops of some kind as well as the scientific ops, right? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he's security detail on the scientific ops.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not like they're like, well, now we have an Na'vi in our ranks.
Yeah.
Because that's not what happens. It's what happens under the table.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens.
Yeah. And it is this kind of like, it's not like the avatars are subtle. They're very obviously not the Na'vi because they have the five fingers,
and
five toes, and they kind of are broader in the chest, and they just look a bit more human.
A little off,
so everyone can just like look at them and be like, "Are you not one of us?"
Yeah, exactly.
You're an avatar.
Yeah, but it's, so you can't really use them as a sort of like infiltration force.
No,
and so and you only got one.
Yeah,
so you can't even use them as like a strike force that maybe in the cover of darkness that you can't maybe a quick glance you're like they're just regular Na'vi. Oh shit, they're not. Now we're getting shot.
Yeah,
so you can't really use them.
And also, like, I don't know how a Na'vi helps.
Like, if Jake Sully was an assassin.
Yes!
And you had to kill the head of the Na'vi.
Now that would be...
I understand why the RDA were like, we want them.
But even then, I would almost just use Jake Sully as a regular guy.
Yeah, like you don't. Yeah.
What's the benefit?
Well, because if he's a Nav, as an
avatar, just wears shoes. He just wears shoes and gloves, so no one can tell that he's got five fingers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, he can sneak in.
But then they'll be like, "Why are you dressed fucked up?" Yeah, the same reason that they're like,
feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
"Why are you wearing that t-shirt?"
Yeah, yeah, literally, you're
sensitive
in
nipples.
You're in cargo
avatar
shorts.
Avatar do have nipples.
Avatar do have nipples.
That's something that on a rewatch and first watch for some of us, me. We realized the Avatar have nipples.
They got, yeah. Well, again, and presumably milk.
Mm. Oh! Well, yeah. What color?
Bioluminescent, certainly.
Yeah.
It'd probably just be like a glowing white. I mean, most animal milk is white.
Yeah. There's probably a reason for that. Not what I know.
Calcium?
Yeah, but is it so, just that they...
No, I'm just trying to think, right?
What is?
Yeah, calm. It sure is.
Why is cum white?
Yeah, is it the same reason?
Cum is proteins.
Yeah.
Zinc. Cum is also kind of blood, but different.
Yeah, full of guys.
Is milk kind of blood, but different by that definition?
That's absolutely one way of describing milk.
It's hard to say if it's a correct one or not, but it is something you could say.
I mean, at some point, surely it had to...
Are you saying milk started as blood?
Didn't most things start as blood?
Blood is thicker than water, and milk is thicker than water.
Isn't it like all goes in and it gets filtered down
it
eventually?
It starts as blood, then it goes in tit and becomes milk.
Well, no, because blood is the way of transporting nutrients, right?
So I get blood from my heart, goes right down to my balls...
Turns into cum.
Turns into cum. Comes out my wiener.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
I think there's more processes involved.
No, because the testicles produce the semen, the sperm.
And then the
where did the cum start?
And then vas deferens happens. That's a thing.
And we know you can't piss and cum at the same time.
Breasts are full of little capillaries. Does the milk start there?
Well, it's gonna come from somewhere. You can't. It's just matter, right?
Yeah.
We're all stardust and cummies. We're all stardust and cummies.
What the fuck is milk or cum?
White.
We know it's white and we know it's like blood, but different. Those are the things we know about milk and cum.
Milk comes from nipples, cum comes from ball.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. That's a start.
Okay. There's
all glands. Mammary gland, testicular gland.
Yeah.
No, that's not the gland. You have glands at the tip of your penis, but maybe they're glands with no D?
Yeah.
What's a gland versus a gland?
I don't know
the difference of a gland and a gland.
Is gland real? Gland is real.
But don't you say my glands if you're referring to the tip of your penis?
I've never referred to the tip of my penis by calling it a gland.
There is a gland. Like,
I'd say my beautiful knob.
There is a gland.
My beautiful knob's feeling real sensitive at the moment, babe.
Got a real tickly little
knob.
You know
when you gland, your glands are inflamed when you're sick?
Gland.
That's your gland.
And gland.
What's a gland?
Is gland real? Do you have glands?
Can you just Google
gland? I'm looking at it.
G-L-A-N.
Glands versus glands. What's the difference?
Oh, that's a real thing!
Oh, glands are real! Glands are real.
As a verb, glands is. As a noun, glands is. What does that mean? Come on.
I'm glanded. But I've got glands.
My glands are glanding.
Gland?
Yeah.
Noun, head.
Uh-huh.
Glands, noun, the vascular body which forms the apex of the penis. The vascular body which forms the extremity of the clitoris.
I know my cock, boys. I know my cock.
The acorn or mast of the oak and similar fruits. A goiter.
The head, tip of your penis is like a goiter.
So, but also glands. It just says noun in brackets head, but then it just says like little dots. So I don't know what that's meant to mean.
So a gland.
So the tip of your penis is your gland.
And same with your clitoris.
And your clitoris is your gland. But then you have glands that can get glandular fever. But if your penis or your clitoris, that would be glandular fever.
You don't want glandular fever.
You don't want glandular fever.
Well, I guess because glandular fever is sometimes called the kissing disease. So I guess glandular fever will be the sock job disease.
The tip of wiener to clitoris disease.
Yeah.
What's that?
Maybe we're clever.
Oh my god.
Clever.
That was the right expression.
Yeah.
That frightened it a little sick.
Did you know milk is just filtered blood?
Oh!
The boys are geniuses. We've been smart from the start.
We've always been fucking clever.
Can you check if karma's also filtered blood? It's not.
Blood to milk, then milk to cum.
Yeah, the balls actually make blood into milk and then the milk into cum. Okay,
you can be milked.
Okay. It just says, look, blood in semen is not great.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah, I hear
if
that.
If you come in blood, stop coming.
You're in trouble, pal. Yeah.
Stop coming, start going to a doctor.
Okay.
Oh, look at how cum made.
Yeah. Okay. How cum made?
How cum made? Hey, how cum made?
Yeah.
I got cum. How come, mate? I know how to make cum, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm actually pretty good at it.
Tug on your disgusting little wiener for 2 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And baby, you got cum.
Yeah, various results.
Results may vary.
Results may vary.
Okay.
Tiny tubes in the testicles.
Just filled up with cum.
There's a hormone, testosterone.
So we're a bit clever.
I think we're a bit clever. I think the jury's still out on whether cum is blood. But certainly milk is blood. We'll take that win.
Sperm's produced in testicle. And
I mean,
develop.
Sperm's definitely not blood because it's little guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To maturity. But semen might be blood. Anyway.
But squirts piss.
But squirts piss. That's true. Oh, the boys are doing an Avatar miniseries. That's awesome, because the new movie's coming out, and then obviously the old movie got re-released, and the new movie's coming out. Very exciting.
This is a great way to kickstart my December. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not ended. They've learnt a lot, but they've hurt me.
Have they learnt?
Will they remember this? No.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I never like this as a sentence.
Oh, like,
someone has also asked this question.
Great.
Is sperm made out of blood? The answer, not literally, but in a way, yes.
Yes.
Hoof, hoof, hoof.
And can you just finally Google, is squirt piss?
If squirt is piss, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, blood brings oxygen nutrients to the testicles. Yeah. In fact, everything in our body... gets oxygen nutrients from blood. So while blood should not be present in sperm.
Yeah.
Again, semen, stop coming, start going to the doctor.
It is responsible for the sperm production process.
I'll take it.
I'll take it too. Yeah.
I mean,
pretty much we're taking the win is sperm made of blood? No, but it's involved in the process.
But everything's made of blood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's great.
Squirt P. Conclusion. The present data based on ultrasonographic bladder monitoring and biochemical analysis indicates that squirting is essentially the involuntary emission of urine.
Fuck yes.
Activity.
Squirt is piss.
That
squirt is piss.
Piss on my dick.
Oh!
A marginal contribution of prostatic secretions to the emitted fluid often exists.
So it's piss
call
plus.
Me piss.
It's piss plus.
It's
call
piss
me
plus.
Piss.
Yeah. So if you subscribe to piss plus.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
Avatars.
Hey, we get here.
I don't even remember.
Avatar have nipples.
We walked into a scary forest. We took the wrong path.
Yeah, going back to Avatar.
And was anyone breastfeeding in Avatar?
No,
is that how
we got here? No. It was about... I pointed out that Jake Sully wears a shirt.
Right.
Shoes!
Jake!
Sneaking
your way into the Avatar nest.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah.
Fucking hell.
So imagine. So if you were, say, RDA and you're like, well... maybe I want to assassinate the king of the Na'vi.
Yeah.
And while we have this person who is like a trained assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they are in an avatar, doesn't look like a Na'vi, but they're at least Na'vi enough that we can at least send them in, and under the cover of darkness, they can kind of get in and get out, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's one option of like, that makes sense.
But
we don't have this.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
just
yeah.
have Jake, who is... a jarhead.
Yeah, he's just a kind of doofus who is not trained on any... no briefing. He receives no briefing whatsoever.
Yeah, so...
he knows he's meant to be sort of like know about science.
Yeah.
And he's given a manual on being
how
in an avatar.
And so it was like, yeah, we are here to make contact with people. And then it's, well, look, you know, he's there and he can run security. And that's good.
Yeah.
Because I guess... running a mech is expensive?
Is it? Yeah. Is it the
but
kind
less
of
less expensive? Let's, than an Avatar?
Yeah. Let's think about this from the perspective of RDA. Mm-hmm. What's more cost effective? Paying Jake Sully, you know, theoretically millions of dollars to go to Pandora for 6 years.
Asterix. He might die.
He might die.
He might die.
Because the alternative is you flush the Avatar. Right?
Yeah. You flush the Avatar, or you got to pay Jake Sully millions of dollars for his journey to Pandora. Yeah. But we are getting a lot of unobtainium. And also the chance of him dying are kind of high. His next of kin is already fucking dead.
Yeah.
So if he does die, well, maybe we take a sneaky insurance policy out on him as RDA ourselves. And if he dies, well, if he dies, he dies and we get rich.
So
I was going to say that I was like, oh, yeah, assassin. Yeah, that sort of makes sense. And I was like, oh, well, hang on. If you contract the Na'vi, then you could get him for like recon.
Yeah.
Because like he'll do better in just the natural environment.
Yeah. That's true. And
especially as a marine.
He doesn't need a rebreather, which presumably have a shelf life.
Yeah. So doesn't need a rebreather, blends into the wildlife and stuff. Mm-hmm. A Na'vi stands a better chance against those fucked up hammerhead dogs.
Yeah. And like, I guess it with enough proper training could have been aware that maybe don't run from the cat thing and
stand
your ground from the hammerhead dog.
Yeah, but
he gets nothing.
But
yes,
I was gonna be like, oh yeah, recon. But they have big scanny things because they know that the unobtainium
it's not just that they have big scanny things because they know how many people are amassing on the big tree.
Yeah, the only thing they don't know is what's in the big tree. But I don't, and that's important.
But they know what's under the big tree. They just don't know how the big tree is held up.
Yeah.
Is that why they got him?
Well.
Hey, does it have columns? Yeah.
You've done your job.
Yeah, because he's
you can retire now, friend.
Yeah, because he's like, okay, I'm doing some recon there. This is the structure. There's columns in it. This is in a circle. There's like this. That's how they go up there's like a spire. That's how they, you know, go up the tree. Is that good?
Yeah, is that all he learns and for them? He learns that they won't give up. Because, like, this is important.
Well, that's all he learns for the military. Yeah, what he actually learns is how to fuck a horse, how to fuck a bird,
how to fuck a bigger bird, how to fuck a pretty lady,
how to fuck a tree,
how to fuck a tree. Yeah.
And therefore fucking, I guess, the lady that you just had sex with is grandma.
Whoa! That's awesome. Intergenerational.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, fucking that tree means you fucked everyone that has been and will be.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's
No, that's a bit sad. You fuck the tree.
You just fuck your ancestors.
You fuck your ancestors, not yours.
Yeah.
Well, it will be yours.
Yes, that is true. Once he's in part of the tribe. Yeah. Yeah.
But at that point in time, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's one of the best things he's ever done.
And it'll be ancestors' in-laws, so whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because if you fuck everything all at once in one fuck, then there's no fucks left
to
fuck.
That's why he goes, one guy thinking.
And then he cried or whatever because there were no more fucks to fuck. Yeah.
No more fucks to fuck. That's so sad. No, but here's what's important. Mr. Army Man.
Mm-hmm.
Scar on face.
Steve Lane.
It is brave to preface this is what's important. Yeah. What's important?
This is the most important thing I'm going to say in this episode.
Okay.
Was the plan...
The important thing he's going to say is a question.
Did
RDA know from the beginning that the plan was...
What is this?
No, I think I'm getting there.
Did RDA know from the beginning that the plan was to put Jake Sully in there as like a kind of... spy, was that why they got his body, or was that something that Mr. Army Man was like, oh, this would be a good idea whilst Jake Sully was on the base? Because those are two different scenarios.
Why is that important? It tells you what happened.
It's the second.
Okay, so it is this, but I wasn't sure if it was kind of like there's this unsaid element where maybe the RDA was like, this will be something you can use him for, approach him when he's on the base. Don't approach him beforehand.
No, because they talk about it not in front of Jake, about how they hear that there's a Marine in the Avatar company.
What? Well, it was the least important thing I was going to say.
And it was a question.
I think
it's just more...
Because then I was like, well, then it makes sense. Because if RDA, like, well, we'll have a guy who's a grunt.
Yeah.
Who's maybe
he
more
can play in both sides.
Yeah, he's more
well,
in line
he
with
can play all three sides.
Yeah, more in line with what we want to do. We want to mine this planet for its resources. He's not a hippie in the science department. But no, it's not. That's not what they did.
No.
It must be more cost effective to pay Jake Sully to be an avatar than to just flush the avatar body down the drain or whatever.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of... Because...
it's one line. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was when Grace comes up to Giovanni Ribisi and is just like, you fucked me.
Stop playing golf with the fucking mug.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was too busy focusing on the golf.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but she's like, you sent me a grunt.
And then he's like...
He's like, he's going to be security detail. I think he's like, your department is basically meaningless. Let us do what we want, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that's insane. Why bring Jake Sully at all? Why not just chop up the avatar for parts?
What, for what?
I don't know. See what's in it.
But they grew it. They know what's in it.
Well, you got to do something with it. Recycle it somehow.
Well, that's what they did. They put Jake Sully.
Yeah, but you
got
to pay Jake Sully and then fix his legs on top of that.
Well, they weren't gonna.
Oh, that I guess was the military guy's gonna fix his legs. Yeah,
Lang did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're paying Jake Sully to come out.
Mm.
Like, is that gonna?
Well, the thing is that you're earning $20 million a kilo of unobtainium, right?
Okay,
there's a lot of unobtainium. So if you're getting that much money, kind of a lot of this is just being funded, so you can kind of. You're earning a lot of coin here.
I guess
if I had a car, a lot of these things that only you could drive.
Yeah,
And I had a choice. It was like
a coin.
Yeah,
yeah, and
you've got a car that only I can drive, and you could either scrap the car and get a little bit of money, or you could pay me to drive the car for 6 years. What's more cost effective for you?
But if you drive the car, then you have the car, which is less annoying for me. And I got other guys in other cars, and I guess having one more car.
This
is
metaphor
good.
Is you send the cars out into the woods,
to
try
down.
To find you honey, or
which I could sell for $20 million a kilo.
Yeah. Is it better to pay me to be your car, or to just sell the car
for parts?
Well,
but the car's a guy.
Well,
and the parts I'd be selling is like arm and leg.
Yeah. So So Giovanni Ribisi, Mr. Parker Selfridge.
Yeah.
Great name. He wants a diplomatic solution initially.
Oh, okay.
That is his whole point. And he was like, this is why.
Well, try a diplomatic solution because it's better PR.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just and like that's like, the whole reason you're here kind of thing. It's just like we're on the brink of war and you're supposed to be finding a diplomatic solution.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he wants Dr.
Grace to do.
Well, that's what she's been doing. She's like, oh, we're at the school, and you shut down the school. And he's like, they don't give a fuck about the school. They hate you.
They can fuck an elephant to learn history. Okay?
And again, and the whole thing why he's like, you know, telling, maybe someone up there is like, look, we've tried the scientist route, and they're too, you know, lofty ideas. They're in their ivory tower. They don't know. Maybe if we get a grunt.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they'll figure it out. A lot of wishful thinking.
Maybe, all right, so if we assume that they just are stacked with cash, and they're like, we'll just get this grunt in there, and we'll figure out what to do with him when he arrives. Well, like, we'll figure that out down the track.
Yeah,
you've got 6 years.
There's also that conversation where it's like, how lucky should you be that Jake is a perfect match for the Avatar, and not only is he a perfect match, he's not out there being like an oral hygienist.
Yeah.
He's a Marine.
So, like, we can use him for something.
Yeah.
And I guess it must ultimately be worth it for them to have him be in the Avatar than to just, I don't know, throw the Avatar out in the trash. Or
Well, because we see a lot of Avatars at the start.
Yeah.
They're clearly building up to do something, but then they never use them. Because Grace is good at being an Avatar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake Sully is just awesome straight off the bat.
Yeah.
He's just so stoked to be an avatar that he gets
he
really
runs
awesome
out of there. Yeah. He goes nuts.
And he eats the fruit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It is very good.
But it's funny because it did it. Okay.
I'm just trying to, because clearly Sigourney Weaver, she didn't know that she was getting Jake.
Yes.
Until like Jake
she knew
is there.
She was getting a new recruit.
She knew she was getting a Sully.
Yeah, that's all she knew.
Well, no, she knew she's getting Jake by the time he arrives. She just doesn't know how untrained he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's shocked by how little he knows. Yeah.
So she's very mad at the whole situation.
Which that's also a crazy element of it that they didn't. Like, this is a pretty, I assume, untested technology.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of guys. Yeah, it's not that untested.
Maybe it's not, but it's there's a manual. Yeah, I guess maybe it's the kind of thing you can just chuck someone and then they'll figure out, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Because they don't really have like a...
Well, they're trying to run tests on him when he runs out of the room.
Yeah. I suppose if he hadn't gone like crazy out of the gate, they would have maybe...
They were going to sedate him.
Yeah. And
then when they sedate him, he would have woken up as Jake again, because we learned that in the movie.
Yeah.
And it would have been... And also, again, once again, it's great that no one is communicating what the fuck is going on everywhere. Because, like, he is a jarhead. He is a military. He knows what following orders are about. Like, initially, he is like, I'm just following orders. I'm doing what I'm told.
Yeah.
I'm doing exactly what military want me to do, the RDA. They want me to run recon, and I'm being the soldier boy of doing that.
Yeah, I'll run recon, sure.
When he's like... Cool. I have woken up in Avatar, and everyone's like, "Hey, just fucking settle."
Yeah,
because we got to make sure that you're sweet. He's like, "Nah, running."
Sorry, haven't had legs for a very long time. I can use them.
Only assume that it's fucked his brain a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it would. Yeah. It's a crazy thing to do without ever having done it before.
Yeah.
What I want to know, is Grace is like, how many hours have you logged to the nerd guy?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what?
Well, I'm assuming
as an avatar,
there must be avatars on Earth.
Well, there's something on Earth, not the Na'vi avatars, because they were grown during the flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, wow, it's grown so much.
They probably have a fake avatar.
They probably just got like a robot or some shit.
Yeah, like a guy you can go in a safe environment. But
they have to be genetically like altered for you. So you have to have a training one. Is this like a quick thing that's like you can grow real quickly, like maybe, a fucking cat or something?
Yeah, maybe it's got very few details, kind of looks like the Michelin Man.
Yeah, like I guess that's a smooth thing.
They're like, right, go in your avatar slug or whatever, and you just kind of like
maybe it's
around.
Like a robot where they can just like eject and put in new DNA so it can match with whoever.
Oh, yeah, and then you log your hours in there. But then
maybe it's one of those faces, you know those... I have no idea what these are called. So I am starting very far back.
One of those faces.
You know, so listeners, if you need a description of what I need, this is something you can just quickly Google.
What you need.
That unfortunately no one in this room can do. If you look up the only... So Nine Inch Nails have a music video called Only.
Okay.
The thing I'm trying to describe is that.
Okay.
It's like those square things that's made... Pretty much looks like kind of like nails, but they're not nails. And when you press a thing on it.
Oh, okay, I know the things you mean.
Those novelty like shop things that you press your hand in.
Yeah,
like,
oh my God.
It makes an impression of your face. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, baby face in Matrix was made out of.
Yes! That's also what I was trying to think of.
So you log your hours in that.
Yeah. So basically, like in the Matrix.
We have a novelty?
Yeah. You plug into that, and then that just becomes your face because it can match anything. And you're like,
so it's a simulation. You plug into this. So they basically, okay. So on Earth we have the Matrix.
On Earth we have
control of this. Yeah, but we
practice in the Matrix before we go to Pandora.
And then you'll have an actual like Na'vi.
Yeah,
it's interesting as well. On that,
is the world building an avatar actually bad, or is it really good?
Yeah, and because so little is explained.
Yeah, and it's just like because no one's like, what the fuck? They're just like, yep.
They're like, yeah, it's an avatar. What are you talking about? But what it's interesting because. That means they needed to get Jake Sully there quick, right?
Why?
They didn't give him a chance to log hours. We got two assumptions. Either he was meant to go to like a training thing and didn't.
Well, he read the manual. So he must have got a packet
that's like, here's everything you need to know. Yeah.
Well, he's unconscious on the flight over.
Yeah, no, I mean, as in like the flight from where they start to the spaceship.
Yeah, he does. He gets no opportunity to read that book. That's so funny.
Well, unless his brother... Oh, wait, no. We're so stupid.
Yeah.
His brother is cremated at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
Meaning that his brother must have died just before the mission started.
Oh, I see.
And, like, Jake Sully doesn't go by himself. He's part of, like, a troop transport.
So you're right. So it must be the kind of thing where we're sending so few people to Pandora that you just got to get on the ship and go. Like, you kind of just don't have a chance.
So, yeah, like,
in many ways, it's impressive he read the manual.
Yeah, his brother's probably been dead for about 5 days, I reckon, before he's on that ship.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's got to sort out other shit, like, why'd they kill my brother?
Yeah. Oh.
For money.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just...
It was a random mugging.
Yeah, it was a random mugging. Like at the end of Stand By Me. One of the Stand By Me kids gets killed in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just happens.
And then he fades away in the thing.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
He had a big day and then he went and went off and died.
I would describe Stand By Me as a big day.
Yeah.
Huge.
Someone die in... No, they don't. Okay. I was going to say in Animal House's credits.
No. I think in The Sandlot, someone dies.
Yeah. In Animal House, I think, like, everyone goes to jail.
Doesn't John Belushi become the president?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd vote for him.
Me too.
When he does that pimple thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, okay.
They crash the parade into the wall.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I'm just trying to find out where that...
There's two movies for me on this world.
Yeah.
One, Avatar. Uh-huh. Two, Animal House.
Yeah. Look forward to Plumbatool House sometime in your future, I'm sure.
Guys, this movie's actually aged pretty badly.
We shouldn't have done this.
Why is my impression of a pimple isn't good? Okay, so I'm looking at like Norm Spellman.
Okay.
It was Tommy's good friend in the Avatar program on Earth.
Okay.
And I'm just like, how? Because like how...
Norm's the other guy, right?
Yeah,
the nerd. The one that's really excited that gets Avatar cocked.
So. Yeah.
So he claimed to have studied the Na'vi language for 5 years, and he's logged 520 odd hours of simulation time in preparation for Lincoln's Avatar. So I think we have a Matrix on Earth.
That's crazy. Go in the Avatar simulator.
I guess it's kind of like an MMO. Like
MMO. True.
You just like plug in.
What would happen to the human brain if we logged 500 hours in VR now?
I think we'd get sick.
Yeah, like...
headaches.
What's the most VR game you've ever played?
What do you, could you mean?
Over a period of how long?
See, that's better. That's a better answer.
Because, like, if you're logging 520 hours in, like, you know, a month.
Yeah, but what do you mean most VR game?
It's the most virtual reality game you've played.
What do you, it's a binary thing. It either is virtual reality or isn't.
No, so, in the same way that games can be good or bad, games can be maximum VR or not that VR.
Wait, what?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay,
I feel like I'm going insane.
An example I would mean.
Yeah.
So Breath of the Wild, the Nintendo Switch game, has a VR mode that is barely VR.
Okay.
What game... I guess I'll change the wording. What's the most immersive VR experience?
Probably like
you've
Skyrim
ever had?
VR, I think. Yeah.
If you logged 500 hours of that,
I would think I was in Skyrim. I would think I was a digital man.
Yeah. Well, but how long? Because again, it's just like, so it's 21 odd days.
Yeah.
Like that. That's like the length, like straight.
Yeah.
So, like, how many. Like, if you're doing, say, 40 days of that, that is literally waking up in your VR and going to sleep.
Waking up in a virtual world would be fucking terrible.
I think going to sleep and waking up in VR is the end of your id goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or are you spending that many, like, 520 hours over the space of, say, a year?
Well, even 520 hours over a year would do irreversible damage to my brain, I think.
I don't think you're coming out of it well.
No. Yeah, because that's 10 hours a week.
Yeah. Oof. Do you reckon it's more costly to make the avatars so big? Like, as in, it's more material on Earth if you've got avatars to test in, should they be smaller? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I don't think...
Now I get what you mean. I was going to be like, they grow them.
But they're not... Yeah, we're not in Earth.
It's a simulation.
Yeah, it's a simulation. Yeah, that's true.
In Earth, it's a simulation. Yeah. Right? Which is just crazy to imagine that this is almost untested.
Yeah.
Surely on Earth, though, you're right. There needs to be like little avatars.
For
just like, or just like a creation of you.
Yeah.
But like the Michelin man.
Yeah. Like a little weird globular slug man that you go into.
No forms. Oh, fuck. They have to give it functionality.
Yeah.
Like, because if you're like, hair is just like a blob.
Oh no! And you go
and
into
you go
it.
Into it. It's got your DNA. You go into it. You like
you've got sentience, but no ability to do
it. You can't scream. You can't move.
Okay, well, it's gonna fuck people up.
Yeah. Hey, we've made like a locked-in syndrome simulator. Enjoy.
Surely you got to give it rudimentary. Well, to be a proper simulation, it needs full on. Well, yeah, the process of making the Avatar program would have been grim.
The very start of this would have been just like. The thing you can see out of, initially probably even not that.
No, yeah, initially it would have been
trying to transfer your consciousness
into a lump of slime.
Into a lump of, and then trying to work, I'm guessing you're doing it through like quantum tunneling.
Yeah.
Because there's no connection.
And then you got to add,
because the initial ones would have been with leads.
Yeah.
An Ethernet plugged into the goo, plugged into you.
Yeah.
And then seeing how far you can stretch it, trying wirelessly. And then, does this mean every avatar has a wireless function? Like an emitter?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Fabulous question. How do you go into an avatar? If, like, if Jake Sully gets too far away from his sleeping body, does his avatar collapse?
Is there lag?
Oh, no.
Is there a latency issue?
Imagine real life lag where you're like, I need to pick up those cards.
Pick up the cards. Oh,
that's bad.
Yeah.
So is it the thing that this avatar is such an intense piece of technology, it's cost so much money to make the avatar,
because
we can't not use it.
It's not just using, like, it's all the money that went into creating,
and
like,
what about this? What about, this is important.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes.
That's you're making avatars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out eyes, mouth, lips, dick, butthole, all of that.
Sounds important.
For an avatar, for a Na'vi, you got to figure out how to genetically make the hair thing work.
Yeah.
How?
No. Because it's not technology. It's grown.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But you are still have to grow
because you are fucking around with the DNA.
Well, okay, I guess
are using a technological process to emulate a biological process.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say
you're not going like Jake Sully sperm. We harvested this like Na'vi egg.
Yeah, it's not an ash. It's that's a far more disturbing reality. That the avatars are grown. That would be probably easier, though, right? Well, like, if you had to make avatars, you could either figure out
but then that means we're compatible.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, we might have to be.
Or not even
the avatar system to work.
I mean,
you have to be compatible because it is a splice.
We can't be compatible. We're aliens.
No. But,
they could do this with anything.
If you're splicing DNA, we can't be, you can't go make a half dog.
No, they could.
Lab.
They could.
Yeah.
RDA could. In this reality, you could make dog horses and crab monkeys.
And you can get a goddamn horse to plug in, and it can be in that lovely crab horse.
I think it's far more realistic that the RDA full-on bred the avatars rather than created them whole cloth using,
because once again, we are so... like divergent. They're like, they're not even divergent. It's an alien species.
Yeah.
There is no genetically crossover here. They had to.
I don't mean they're making a human avatar. Yeah. I mean they've just bred whatever the avatar slug that we go in.
Yeah.
Like,
but how do you breed that if you can't get, say, human DNA and, say, Na'vi DNA to actually, like,
well, you probably
commingle.
Get Na'vis.
Yeah.
And you breed them until they're at a point.
No, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to get. Let's say a squid.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
How can I breed a squid to a point where we are compatible?
But you don't necessarily
you
need...
You got to keep breeding a human squid till you get a human pussy, dude. I don't know what to tell you. That's just it.
No beak, full puss. No, but you don't need it to be compatible with a human because all you do is psychically link with it.
Yeah, but I need
you could psychically link with a dog if you wanted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yes. So it's like, but... So then
if you put a little bit of that human DNA, and I assume that the human DNA is just like a magnet, effectively.
Or it's like the shape of the keyhole.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. That's how I kind of assumed it worked.
Yeah.
And then...
But the avatar takes on traits of human.
Yeah, it does too. But then that means they had to fully create the Avatar hair penis.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That thing is like so hyper. They had to, without knowing that you could hunk into a tree, they had to make a thing capable of hunking into a tree.
Well, the only logic I can think of there is that, again, because it involves DNA at such a base level, that really what they've done is just not fuck with the functions of the Na'vi.
Uh-huh.
And they've just added the human
elements
to
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in theory, RDA could do this with anything.
Yes.
Yes. You could get a dog and put a little bit of Jake Sully DNA. A dog looks like a dog, but a little bit like Jake Sully, and he could control it.
But is the movie saying that Na'vi and humans do have compatible DNA?
No, I don't think so.
But that make how could they even possibly?
I think that here's my theory. This is my big Na'vi Avatar conspiracy.
Apes and humans share similar DNA.
Yes. I think they're born.
Okay.
I think those are guys. I think those avatars are guys that RDA mutated.
Okay, so how do you counter the point that in the movie they say we grew these?
Well, because they're lying to Jake Sully and
let's
everyone.
Let's explore this. No.
So, okay.
All right, okay.
You're
what
RDA, right? You cannot conceivably create that hair penis. Mm-hmm. That is so advanced that it's beyond you, right?
Yeah.
So what's easier? But you need to get avatars. You need to get boots on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You kidnap avatars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You grow avatars.
Yeah. Yep.
You inject them with human DNA just a little bit so that you mutate them so that you can put a person in them. Mm-hmm. You fucking Jordan Peele's
get out
them. Mm-hmm. Send the avatar to the dark place or whatever.
Well, no, you would simply just breed them so that they have no consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that just makes so much. That seems so much.
Well, okay, so
it's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I'm having a panic attack.
Well, no, because like they would just be grown because they would for what they're using the avatar. What they're using the avatar for when they send them to Na'vi, they don't need the working hair.
Yeah,
that just seems like they didn't know that happened because.
Oh, no one else does.
Yeah, no one else tries to use it at any point.
So it's then
an unintended consequence.
An unintended consequence is that they matched the Na'vi.
Well, yeah, because they're using they're using the genetics.
The same way that it's like being like, wow, it's crazy. We programmed this Na'vi to be able to talk.
Yeah, but talking
is
versus
a human
hooking
thing.
Into a full-on like fucking genetic or bioelectrical
thinking.
System.
Maybe it's just like an extension of the brain.
Yeah, but...
Or part of the nervous system?
Yeah.
I guess.
That is just inherent in the DNA?
How did they get the Na'vi DNA in the first place?
We don't ask these questions.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We don't ask these questions. Well, I'm assuming that they, when they first got there, they would have probably either... Well, first off, probably gotten wholesale slaughtered.
Yeah.
But at some point, they would have had to have like either taken down a Na'vi or captured one because they would have had to ship it back to Earth, or at least some of the samples back to Earth.
Map the genetics, the Na'vi genome, or whatever.
Six years. Well, so we've been going to Pandora for a while.
Yeah,
because Jake is like, we've heard, you know, we heard about this when growing up.
Yeah,
so we've known about Pandora for a long time. We've been
very
going
long
back
time.
And forth there and there. So at some point in the past, like there must have been a capturing.
An experimenting.
Or experimenting or whatever it might be, either through an actual living Na'vi back to Earth.
Yeah.
Or parts of Na'vi or samples of the Na'vi.
I guess if in the beginning.
Well, there is some atrocities that RDA. Well, we already saw.
Well, we know there are
more atrocities that have happened.
I think it goes way deeper.
Prior.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a chance that there was people there before RDA.
Oh,
that's
true. That's true.
Well, there probably was. There's people who explore and stuff.
Yeah, because like RDA want unobtainium, but there's nothing saying that there wasn't people there before looking
for
different
shit. Whoever is kind of exploring
could
deep space.
Could have been looking for hammerhead dogs.
Yeah.
That was the main export back to Earth.
Well, I'm assuming that like at this point in Earth's history, you've got a lot of people who have like probably privatized spaceships.
Yeah.
Who can just go out and start exploring.
Yeah.
So you would have been like, whoever found Pandora was like, oh, yeah. This and we made first contact with the Na'vi, and maybe things didn't go that bad, and maybe we just got, I don't know, something.
We kidnapped a couple of Na'vi, brought them back to
Earth. Well, I mean, you can get genetic material without killing a Na'vi.
A swab.
That's true. Swab their noses,
Some
blood, jerk them off,
milk them,
milk the Na'vi.
Na'vi, be like, hey, we got this.
Just simply with consent ask for blood?
Yeah, with consent ask for a blowjob?
Yeah, hey, you're going to have to take a sample of this saliva off my penis.
You're the worst scientist we've ever seen.
But I'm also the happiest scientist you've ever seen.
So I'm the sleepiest scientist you've ever
They're
seen.
They're so big.
They'd have to do a weird squat to get it. You'd have to climb them. Fair enough. Yeah. And it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to engulf you probably from the feet up.
Yeah, full on suck job.
Yeah, yeah. True suck job. Yeah. Pure. But yeah, I don't know if they could...
suck your pants right off.
I don't know if they could... Yeah, if they were growing or they were born. Let's say they were born. So what are you imagining? So they are going, they are breeding. Like how do you envision...
I'm imagining there's some kind of mutation happening.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They are injecting them with human DNA taken from the people who will eventually ride their corpse or their body.
So who's birthing them?
Oh, the Na'vi.
Okay, but Na'vi can't, live on Earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm assuming there's some kind of facility inside, like a reverse of what's happening in the spaceship for humans, it's our air on the Na'vi planet. It's Na'vi air in this place where they're breeding the
they're
Na'vi.
So big. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or they're clones of the Na'vi, but they're not...
Okay. Well, I think clones is probably the thing that makes the most sense.
Yeah. I think clones makes more sense.
I don't think that these are, created in a lab, as in... I think these are living things, if you know what I mean. The avatar.
To be able to do that seems harder than it is weirdly for me.
There is clues they're living in the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the start when they're in the tube.
Yeah, and they're kind of twiddling. Yeah. They're moving. There's a life in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That then Jake Sully goes in and replaces.
Yeah.
So he can pilot his
That could just be synapses firing.
Yeah.
It could just be synapses firing.
It doesn't have to be consciousness.
Maybe
it
Jake could Sully didn't just be erase they are alive.
He didn't erase this avatar.
Yeah, they're alive, as in the sense that they have life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but
true.
They don't have a consciousness.
Yeah, because even without a consciousness, they're still breathing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
And it's just when he, when he gets, sucked off back into the...
human realm.
Man world.
Yeah, when he's a man world, his avatar just, whoop, like a sack of potatoes, just drops.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when he goes back to Avatar
It's not
land.
When he gets sucked off into, man realm.
Yeah.
It's not the avatar's don't help, help me. Help me. You got to make sure he doesn't
kill
back. Oh, God damn.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true. Maybe.
And then when you die as an avatar, you don't die in real, you're back into man realm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess if you died in, man realm, your avatar would die.
Yeah, it's awesome?
Yeah.
When you're an avatar, you're asleep. And when you're sleeping as an avatar, you're a man. So Jake Sully doesn't actually actively sleep anymore.
That's true. He never gets a break.
Yeah, when he's asleep in man world, he's playing in Avatar Land. Yeah. And when he's asleep in Avatar Land, he's back in man world.
Well, his brain... Because is his brain getting enough rest?
He's not getting rest.
No,
when
no.
he's an avatar. Well, isn't... Because his consciousness has been now plucked from his man into avatar.
Yeah.
And now the man has... Brain empty.
Both bodies are resting.
Yeah.
The brain never rests.
Yes. The brain is constantly going. No, but consciousness is constantly going.
Jake Sully brain rests.
But Jake Sully's thinking with the avatar's brain, is he not?
He's thinking with his brain.
Then there has to be lag.
Because if you die in the avatar, you don't die in real life.
Yeah, because you get sucked back off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that's a brain, if you're... Surely.
And it feels like it. I mean,
no, because what's happening is it's not
hurts.
His brain, it's his consciousness.
Yeah, it's his consciousness.
His consciousness is.
But it's his consciousness, which means that he's like.
Yeah.
So his meat brain.
Yeah.
Is still operating.
It's still operating, but asleep. Because it's not functioning. All of the functioning is being done by his avatar brain.
Yes. So I'm guessing his meat brain while he's avataring is similar to when he was in cryo.
Yeah.
No dreams.
No dreams. Only
and
avatar.
I think they have to do that because if it wasn't, then the dreams will probably be affecting how he controls the avatar, right?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's similar technology of cryo freezing everybody in avatar.
Yeah. Well, we can put the human brain
to sleep.
To sleep.
And when we mean to sleep, we mean quite almost functionally dead.
Does that mean if you killed both the avatar and Jake Sully at the same time, his consciousness would be loose?
Yes. I would argue.
Capable of going into any dog or rat or lizard that's
I think you'd just kill him.
Yeah, I think you might just die. Yeah.
Or it feels like maybe the consciousness is in Avatar and, like, say, for example, if you're using maybe computer kind of terms, it's the power source is Jake Sully.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
if you kill Jake Sully at any point
you're
in human
off.
Form.
Yeah.
Because
it's not, you're right, he's actually kind of connected.
Yeah, which is why I was like, his meat brain needs to keep.
Yeah.
But then they go to the tree to unconnect.
And does his, and actually, if it is the case that his meat brain's doing the thinking for his avatar, then would it not be easier to make an avatar with no brain?
Or like a smooth, empty brain.
Yeah, like just an empty cavity, because it's actually not using that to think.
But
right?
It would know, because it would need that for its motor functions.
Okay, yeah. But it's a still severely reduced brain.
Well, it still needs to breathe when you're not.
Yeah. It needs to stay alive when you're not in it.
So it needs to have all the functions of, like,
yeah.
Breathing,
it needs to be doing the same thing Jake
Sully
is doing. When...
But presume, I guess those would probably be the, if you were creating a brain whole cloth,
but then it needs
those
to
would probably
to...
be the easier functions to design rather than, like, how to write or whatever.
But it needs to be able to store.
But they've already done
the
that,
ability.
Jackson.
Yes, they have.
For it
yeah, like,
to write.
I mean, Avatar, like, Jake Sully's avatar isn't just sitting in the tank riding when Jake Sully's not in it. It's just breathing.
No, that's right.
But it would have to have the capacity to it, to write, though.
Why?
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean...
Because when you enter, your conscious enters at you, you are then controlling the avatar brain.
But I thought you were using your brain.
Jackson, you understand... The...
No, I get it.
Because you're using your brain, right?
You're not using your brain.
No,
you can't
using...
be using your brain. You're using the avatar's brain. Therefore, that brain is asleep.
Yes.
But your consciousness, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So you are getting sleep.
But your
meat brain's asleep. You're using the avatar brain.
Yeah. But you're... Yeah. So...
Because the alternative...
Hang on. Because, like, there's that... Because how we think and how we are as human beings and how we develop and all that kind of... So we are very much affected by... The brain we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, when you have a brain of an alien, it affects you as well.
Yeah, that's how he was able to get horny for an alien.
Yeah, of course.
Built in.
And surely every time he connected to...
When he goes in, like, you know, goes into and starts learning from them as a culture thing, he's also like... His whole brain is the way he thinks, the way he processes has changed.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Also, so when does he first...
So then the Jake Sully in the Avatar is very different than the Jake Sully man, right? Like, on a fundamental level.
Yeah, if he's
like
thinking
he
with Avatar brain, not meat brain, then he's creating new synapses in the Avatar brain, but not in his meat brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can do, like, a lot of stuff in the Avatar, like, this ability to move and the ability to, like, fire and...
He learns a bunch of stuff. There's a whole montage about it.
Because he can't do that in his...
Jake Sully couldn't fuck a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avatar Jake Sully is great at it.
Jake Sully, even...
Best
of
the best, actually.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Can Jake Sully, as a man, fire a bow and arrow?
Yeah, presumably.
As well as he can as an avatar?
I would say so.
Why?
Because he's in the military? He's probably used it before? Okay. He's a Marine?
Better question.
Okay.
Jake Sully... Okay, fuck. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah,
can
right?
Can Jake Sully ride a bird? I know his legs don't work and he can't honk in, but theoretically,
Dr. Spellman, right?
Yeah.
Who is doing everything that, who has like 100% functionality of his legs as well in real life. So therefore he could kind of like do the same amount of like acrobatics and physical capabilities as he can as an avatar. Could he ride a bird?
Yeah. Or fire a bow.
Similar size. Or fire a bow while he was doing... Because all of that has been learned in your avatar brain.
Yeah.
And those connections and the muscle memory and all that kind of stuff has been your avatar
stuff. He remembers stuff.
But he remembers it, sure, but...
Is it like if you dreamed about learning how to fire a bow and arrow? You would know.
So using the Matrix, right? How he's like, I want to learn how to, like... fly a helicopter and he just like
gets it downloaded.
So it's like similar to the sort of that, right? So it's like, okay, cool. Now I understand and know how to do that. But he's just been doing it through his avatar by training.
Yeah.
And so then when he's now as a man, can he do the stuff he did while he was training?
Well, I mean, like everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could.
Go on.
I could be like, I'm capable of knowing how to do a backflip.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, I get the processes. I could do it underwater or maybe even on a trampoline. But if I was to stand up right now and try to do
eat shit,
it,
it would be a wonderful thing to see. A glorious thing.
But because, like, my physical capabilities are different.
Yeah.
Like, I could know how to do a thing and not actually physically be able to do it, which is presumably like, what
would
happen.
That must be how it works.
Like, I understand.
Like, he can't ride a bird, but he knows how to ride a bird.
Because there's doing that kind of stuff that will affect how your brain works. Yeah. Like, there's a whole thing about, you know, when if you learn music or you play an instrument,
that actually changes
how your brain works.
Well, presumably the electrons firing in both brains and the neural pathways being made are mirroring each other the entire time.
Yeah.
Because
when one's sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone's sleeping. So or if he's not sleeping.
Is his man brain getting bigger?
What?
Because there are more things getting fired. Like, he's doing stuff that the man was never meant to do.
Okay.
Yeah, but
is it bad for a human brain to learn about honking? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
And what does it mean when the avatar body honks into the planet, right?
Yeah.
And gets downloaded into it, like, every consciousness of every avatar, by which I mean Na'vi, that ever existed. Yeah. Does that go honk into the avatar brain, then honk into Jake Sully's brain? And does he shit and piss in that moment?
No.
Yeah. No, that's
true. And when Jake Sully as an avatar making sweet love to Neytiri, does he also come?
Does he do a little cum in the tube? Pod. Little jizz in the tube?
No, I think it's a transfer of consciousness, so no.
Yeah, okay. But if he just remembers it.
Yeah.
He just remembers what it was like to have a powerful Na'vi orgasm.
But
then it doesn't happen. So then all the synapses, the stuff of like, all this, like, you know, the synapses firing, all those kind of like connections, all this other stuff that's happening in the Na'vi brain isn't happening in like his man brain.
No, it could be.
But then his consciousness is being.
Yeah, it could be happening in his man brain. He's just not pissing, cumming and shit.
Why not?
Well, because that's his body.
That's a doing a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
his penises are connected.
No, but he's at.
But imagine how awesome that would be.
But he's connected through it. It is very much like a mind thing.
Yeah, but that's like
right?
being like yeah.
In
but
an orgasm is
you can dream of pissing and not piss.
Jake Sully's eyes are closed.
Yeah, but
in
that's
human,
well,
but eyes
and he's
open.
Not running when the avatar's running.
Yeah, I understand
his
that.
His brain's not
but,
doing the same thing.
But it's
thing.
A chemical, in, like a chemical reaction in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still, you can dream about taking a shit and not take a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be Cummings the one that's really upsetting Sam for some
reason.
Yeah,
because basically he's having a wet dream.
I don't think you can stimulate the brain and make your person come.
I think you can.
That is a wet dream.
Yeah, but I mean like
no, I think you
manually?
Can. I think you can.
Can you get one of those brain zappers, you know, the people who do brain zappers?
Oh, you hit a part of the brain.
And hit a part of the brain and make someone jizz? I don't think that's possible.
I reckon it is.
I think I'm with Jackson here.
I don't think you can do that. This has been a very biological episode of Plumbing the Death.
It's also good because all the stuff have been caught up in, not the quest.
No.
But there was like there have been cases where, and we're talking from like a male perspective here.
Yeah.
But there have been people who can like come without touching or have any kind of physical stimulus on their penis.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. But it's by the pure act of thinking.
But that's you got to teach yourself that.
I guess.
But it feels like maybe
learn.
This would be pretty easy for Jake Sully.
Well, yeah, no, because it's like the tantric sex thing and a tantric sex for people that have like an injury or something that means that like they like have no use of anything below their waist.
People can kind of relearn
to come with their finger and stuff.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah, yeah.
They're not,
yeah, yeah.
They're
so
not
he
actually.
Might orgasm,
yeah,
but he might not come.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's.
But he also might not orgasm.
Yeah, but he also
think,
his
but look. So that was me thinking about having an orgasm. Didn't come.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But yeah,
but you weren't experiencing having an orgasm. As you
in another body.
In another body.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But if the consciousness is transferring,
yeah,
and assume that Jake Sully's body is operating exactly the same as how we see the avatar operating at the start, where it's just running basic functions,
yeah,
probably the same thing. Like, I'm coming as an avatar, not coming in my shell.
Okay. If you jerked off the shell avatar slug...
It would come.
Where am I going with this?
But okay, if you jerked off,
the avatar have dog dicks. Who knows?
That's
okay.
Fucked up.
All right. Yeah. Okay. If when he's like in avatar realm,
yeah,
and someone and he start is and his dick and nuts start getting stimulated to the, like as in well, he's in the pod,
yeah,
and he comes in the pod.
Does
what
his
avatar,
to avatar
world?
No, because the brain isn't. That's like the opposite of what we've been.
Yeah, so I'm asking, what happens?
Nothing.
Well, no, yeah, because recall later in the film, it's not quite the same, but he's in his avatar and the tube he's in is getting knocked the
and
fuck around.
And he can't breathe.
And he can't breathe.
And so it goes back and forth and he's got a really conscious. Like,
so because
focus.
Even his body can't breathe, but his avatar body can. So you can have one function in one body that isn't appearing in the other. And let's talk about the fact that RDA gave the Avatar slugs functional sperm. Because they full on did.
Did they, though?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, this is, I guess, a little bit of this is speculation, but in the upcoming Avatar movies, they talk about the Sully dynasty.
Yeah, but did the Sully dynasty start when, did the tree actually do that?
Oh, these are great questions for maybe a different episode. So did RDA... This is a good going real far back right now.
Why was Jake Sully a good call?
Why was Jake Sully a good
call?
They
put a lot of effort clearly into making the avatars.
They clearly didn't really think about the implications of putting a jarhead into.
I think the implications are just like, hey, look, this is all set up, good to go.
Yeah.
It's a different type of guy. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I reckon.
And if he dies, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
We could get cool information. He could be helpful. If he's not, it was a waste anyway.
I feel like, it's a kind of coin flip decision in a boardroom. They're like, oh, we lost Tommy Sully. And they're like, he does have a twin. And they're like, well.
Well, let's
might
make,
as well.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Let's make lemonade of lemonade.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Put him in. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the body here.
I don't think they were really thinking.
Yeah.
I think they were just, you're right. I think it was just more about like, well, right now we have spent, let's just say, call it a billy.
Yeah.
We've spent a billy training this one guy. And if we do nothing with this right now, we lose a billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, we send this other fucker up there. And what does he want? Not much money?
Yeah.
Like we talking like what, like $100,000 or some shit?
Yeah.
Something like, who gives a shit? He doesn't even want legs.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good for us.
A good way to think about it is imagine there's like a space mission occurring.
Yeah.
And one of the astronauts dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, well, we have an, before the mission commences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, okay, obviously we're not going to have that astronaut.
Yeah.
But we've got somebody that can fit his spacesuit who will know what to do when they're in space. They're not going to die. They're not just like a pleb.
Yeah.
They're physically capable of it. We might as well send them along. Our mission was planned for 8 space people anyway. So.
Yeah. And we can only do the mission with 8 space. Yeah.
Well, not even that, but it's just like, we've got the space for them.
We've got like a whole ship going up there. It's leaving next week.
Yeah.
It's going to like go empty. We have the space. Sure, because it's like some cost of putting a person there versus leaving it empty. And it's just kind of like, well, who cares?
It's better to have an extra person in space.
There's no like the line of communication between you to Pandora is like, what, 12 years?
Yeah, that's true.
So you're just like, it's just pencil pushing,
yeah,
right?
It will
you're
be.
Like, by the time this gets back to me,
who cares?
Who gives a shit? I might be out of
imagine
here.
When it gets back to you. They're like, then what happened on Pandora? That guy I made that split second decision about
because
I wanted to have lunch early. He did what?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'm taking the day off.
Because that's imagine like a decision that you did 12 years ago.
Oh god.
comes back to like
finally
you know
comes
you.
Back
but
to
it's a decision that you're not really trained for.
No,
it's a decision that's really not part of your job.
Yeah,
it is just a decision of like, hey, Jackson. I was gonna make some apple juice out of these apples, but then I dropped the apples. But I got a bag of oranges.
Well, orange juice is good.
Okay.
12 years later.
Hey, Jackson, the oranges rose up!
Oh, it's like, it'd be like, hey, Jackson, in the first ever episode of Plumbing the Death Star, how would you overthrow a city?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, great episode. Hey, Jackson, 12 years later, they did it.
Oh, no! Yeah, I was listening to some fuckwit have this answer, and I thought, what a great idea.
I wasn't even thinking.
But yeah, they weren't really thinking. That was just more of a, well, the whole idea of like sending good money after bad, right? But this is like, well, we're sending not that much money after good money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's just
like,
you're literally.
The ship is already going.
Yeah.
He didn't get trained, so they didn't spend any money on that.
Yeah. We're not doubling up on training.
We've
got
to
print a second map. We can give him Tom's manual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a literally like might as well scenario. Like, we might as well. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Like, what if he falls in love with a Na'vi and
that's
then overthrows the entire situation and fucks a horse?
Well, he's one. What?
You heard me.
What's happening on Pandora? Oh, they fuck horses. So.
Yeah, and birds.
Do they know that?
Oh, and a tree. No, they don't.
No. which makes the creation of the hair penis even crazier.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's just like a roll of the dice of DNA.
Yeah, I get a lot of what happened to Jake.
Yeah.
So roll of the dice.
I guess, yeah, sir.
It's unreal.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been the first episode of Plumeter. Yeah. We see you.
We see you.
Join us next week when we plumb Avatar further and, based on this, probably lose our minds. Thank you, James Cameron. And good night.